Absolutely. First time it's been used, shearing the rams, and yeah, way above my expectations.
Fantastic. And we also have another guest from the mainland.
G'day, Tony. Simon Flynn, Flynn Design. We design, manufacture and construct shearing sheds and stockyards all over Australia. Michael's particular shed is the first shearing shed in the world with the Ram to Instinct, which is the automated catching pens that reduce in size.
Yeah, so tell us, how does that work?
We have a manual version, which has been out for a number of years, and in the Ram 2 Instinct, we have a PLC computer that runs the solenoids and touch screen, tell it how often, how long for, whether you're crutching or shearing, the delay. The Ram 2 basically has a rear gate on the catching pen, which moves at timed intervals, and the timed intervals are it's a nice simple touchscreen, and basically, yeah, if you're crutching, it's running faster. If you're shearing, it's running slower.
Michael, you had a couple of shearers here this morning. How did they react to the new shearing shed?
They did not have one complaint. They said that everything worked so well. And the fact that they weren't having to fight the rams to get them out of pens, they were just in the right place for them to get them. The drag was not too far, and they were absolutely thrilled with the way it worked.
What made you look at this design?
The original old shearing shed, we subdivided the historic precinct off the property, and that was part of that. So I needed to build a new shed so that it was a standalone. So, yes, I went through the process of looking at the various sheds available, spoke to Simon. Simon came down and, yeah, very impressed with the way they operated. So I went with Flynn Designs.
To ask the question, Simon, how much would a shed like this be?
Most shearing sheds these days are around anywhere between $40,000 to $50,000 per stand. The cost of the shed, the portal frame sheds, have actually gone up more than the internal fit-outs in the last sort of 5 to 10 years. The main thing for people to remember is shearing shed maintenance. If your old shed is starting to look a bit tired, every year, chip away at it, baby steps, just spend a couple of days every year maintaining it rather than getting to a point where you need to replace it. So we do a lot of shearing shed maintenance. We do a lot of renovations to existing shearing sheds. Now, if you are going to build a brand new shed, it's all about the design. Per square metre, the main manufacturers in the industry, we're all very similar costed. So look at the design, take it seriously. And there's lots of simple design considerations.
You pointed out to me before, it's the little things that matter.
Oh, 100%. It's your grading direction to get the sheep to draw naturally. It's slide bolts in gates, not chains. Chains delay your ability to open the gate, and the lead sheep can't draw through naturally. It's having a flat section when you tip the sheep over in your slope catching pen, so you reduce your muscle strain on the shearers. It's about the hook placement, so your towel's in the right spot and your counter's at a nice level. It's all about fatigue on the shearers and the staff. I've noticed lately a lot of boards are being built like an enlarged edge, so you're becoming issues with hitting fires. We're getting feedback to have a nice raised board, lots of access for your toes, and the roustabouts have good access to the shearer.
Do you think the shearers thought it was easier and quicker today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they were constantly saying, compared to the old shed, this is so different. You know, the sheep appeared to flow better. The sheep were calmer when they were pulling them out. There was no... Normally the ram shearing tends to be a little bit of a rodeo where sometimes the shearer wins and sometimes the ram wins. But today everything was just calm. The shearers did more than they anticipated in the run. So the productivity definitely went up. The safety aspect is also important. You know, you've got to keep all the employees in the shed as safe as you can and make everything as easy as possible. And, yeah, first time it worked like that, like a charm.
So you're feeling pretty good about the investment you've made, which I'm assuming is a pretty big investment.
Yes, yes. Very happy. Yes, you assume correctly. But very, very happy with the outcome. Very happy.
And what are you finding, Simon, about the extra numbers of sheep that can go through sheds like this?
A well-designed modern shed, they theoretically should be shearing anywhere between 10 and 20% more if it's designed well. We're finding in our sheds, and I'll just make note, offset chutes are a must in a brand new shed. If you're not restricted by existing frames, etc., when you're renovating, if you're building a brand new shed, offset chutes are a must because you increase your efficiency up to 30%. 20% is pretty common in any of our brand new sheds. You combine that with the ram TU, where you've got your reduced catching pen sizes, so you're nudging up a little bit higher. The main two considerations we find of new sheds is firstly animal instinct. They crave it, they're drawn by it, animals can't ignore it, so use it. And then the second challenge is when you're building a brand new shed, you can't just use new materials and rebuild an outdated design. It's absolute garbage. And we have to build new design, updated sheds. Well, it's going to last 60, 80, 100 years.
What sort of reaction in Tasmania have you got to your product? Have you got many other sheds?
Yeah, we've got another one up on the North Coast. We've been asked to come over here about 3 or 4 years ago by some shearers. We started a bit of a following from shearers that had been on the mainland and seen what we did and how we did it. We take it very serious from a design aspect. And, yeah, we've been here 3 or 4 years. We've got several projects completed now and we've got several more in the pipeline. So
the traditional shearing sheds, even modern ones, what's wrong with them?
Look, I would just... if you're talking about an older shed, as I said, just plug your easy leaks first. Fix the grating. Use screws, not nails, guys. Screws have been around for 3,000 years. You talk about innovation. Innovation is about adopting new ideas. So if you've been using nails and your grating's moved and pulled up and buggered, get the screw that was invented 3,000 years ago because it's just going to do a better job. Fix up your catching pen doors. Use 3 hinges, not 2, because 2 will sag over time. Fix up all the simple things. Do it methodically and make real change. Hot water and toilets. I go 40 interviews 2 years ago and won an award at a field day, and that was my main comment. Toilets. Put toilets and hot water on, guys. It's a really big change you can make to everyone's world. It might seem simple, but if your wife or daughter wouldn't use the current toilet at your shearing shed, it's not bloody good enough.
And, Michael, you must get some pressure from shearers to say, listen, we need better facilities, we need better conditions.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. And some of the old sheds, and my old shed was atrocious as far as conditions. Yeah, the facility side of things needed to be fixed up. You know, we've got the hot water here. There will eventually be a shower block, but at this stage it was a little bit of red tape to get that all pushed through in time for the build. But, you know, we have a port-a-loo toilet system, we have hot water inside and out. It's a lot better for the shearers.
And where does the power come from at the moment?
At the moment, the power is through a generator. Again, red tape with Aurora and prohibitive costs to get power to the shed meant that the generator was by far the most economical way of going.
Will that stay, the generator?
Yes, that will stay. And I won't have no power blackouts, so shearing won't be stopped because the power's gone off.
Have you looked at things like solar for the roof?
No, I haven't looked at solar for the roof at this stage, Tony, no. But not ruling anything in or out, what could happen.